Blog Talk Radio.
Target Practice did not play, but hey, Prince is one of Austin Brown's biggest influences outside of his family and other influences. Did you all see Lopez tonight, last night, early this morning? Because, you know, he talked about his influences, and it shows in his attire also. I loved his attire. I mean, just so cool. Immediately, I just reflected back to the 50s and the 60s. And those people, viewers who are not familiar with Austin's influences and background other than being a member of America's royal musical family, the Jacksons, they soon found out that he is highly influenced by some of our old-time favorites. Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, and just a lot of old school artists, and it definitely shows in his words. I love the way he blend his influences. You know, really, you can really and really he has his own sound and his own style, but he tactfully, you know. Includes his influences, and like he said in an earlier interview last week with Global Soul TV, just some of his past influence, experiences just comes out of his present work, just like some of his influence dealing with listening to certain types of music that he was exposed to by spending time with family members like his Aunt Janet and his sisters. Just some music that he loved comes out when he's worked, but comes out in an original way. You know, sometimes it's obvious what artists influence certain artists because they sound identical to the artists. But Austin, he just has a way of blending the influences of others into his own original sound, and I think that is so cool. And he is definitely exploding. I mean, exploding just worldwide. I mean, I think 85 trailer right now has like more than 5 million views, and I think that is just awesome. Plus, did you all not love that performance? My mom wanted to hear another song. She was like, "Oh my God, he should have performed two songs," you know. But I love his performance on Lopez Tonight Show. I knew it would be just superb. I mean, the interview was fantastic. One of my favorite parts of the interview was when Lopez asked him about creating his own niche, his own sound. And he, how he spoke of his family and said that they have amazing accomplishments, but they are their accomplishments. They're not my accomplishments. You know, that he's definitely working on doing his own thing, making his own name, you know, because many of us have seen people that have the name. They're in different industries, but they don't live up to what they're expected. And is it fair to expect people to live up to certain standards of other family members? You know, so it's good. And so he's definitely being a good role model and setting a good example for those of us, just different people in and out of the showbiz, in and out of show business. Because I know people... in different industries, people expect them to be just like their other family members, you know? Really. Many of you know this, what I'm talking about. But, you know, that's really cool. And I'm just going straight into talking about Austin Brown. There's been some breaking news going on also, especially some NFL breaking news. I'm going to just share it right quick, but I'm going to get right back on to talking about Austin Brown and his talents. The NFL breaking news right now, many of you probably know about it now, that, you know, I talked about it yesterday concerning one of my favorite players, especially my mama's favorite player. You all know how I got into being a big supporter of Reggie Bush. My mother's a big Reggie Bush supporter. She loves Michael Vick also. We both love Michael Vick. We love Reggie also. But my mother was big into Reggie when he was at USC. And I'm a longtime supporter of USC. And, you know, they produce some of the top athletes in the world. I mean, my favorite Heisman Trophy winner is O.J. Simpson. My mother's favorite Heisman Trophy winner is Reggie Bush, you know, and she remains supportive of Reggie through thick and thin. So Reggie might be taking his talents. So when I say that, you already have an idea where he might be taking his talents. Does that sound familiar? Like when LeBron James said that he would be taking his talents to where? Miami. Reggie Bush, number 25 for the New Orleans Saints, running back, was number 5 at USC. I told you all yesterday, other teams warned him. Reggie does want to remain with the Saints. The Saints want him. But business is business. Miami apparently beat Dallas and many other teams to the punch. When I mentioned to you all about 3 or 4 weeks ago that there was 5 teams that was really hardcore on getting wanting to talk with Reggie, I don't know if I mentioned Miami. I know I mentioned Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, and a couple others. But I'm not sure if Miami was on in that within that five list. But they say that Reggie might be taking his talents to Miami. Like I told you all, if you're a sports lover or not, it's like a soap opera. So what will happen? Will he remain a saint, or will he go move on and become a Dolphin? The Dolphins happen to be one of my favorite teams also. My cousin Trent has always been his favorite team. When we were growing up, he's a few years older than me. So when we were growing up, I mean, his team always been the Miami Dolphins and the Saints. And my team have always been Cowboys and the Saints. But you know, it's just amazing. Now, my cousin Mike's dad, and there has always been a diehard, only the Saints. And that's how a lot of people that are in this area are. But Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, I've been watching them closely. And that team has really progressed. And that team is really strong because they've been tough competitors for the Saints these past couple of years, those Miami Dolphins. So, you know, shout out to Mark Anthony and J-Lo who are, you know, I know they split, but they still remain partners in business. So, you know, they're like, they own like part of the Miami Dolphins, right? But I don't know, it remains to be seen. Will he remain a saint or will he become, will he take his talents elsewhere? And there's a lot of other breaking news going on and whatever, but shout out to the Saints because they start practice today. So you guys have fun. Shout out to Coach Payton. You all know how much I love Coach Payton. Shout out to Coach Jason Garrett out there and Big D and all the coaches out there and their trainers. You all, it's just amazing how hard the behind-the-scenes people, I mean, really work hard with players individually. What I always like to know about is their diet, you know, their eating habits and so on. But we'll talk more about the NFL because that tomorrow, because we're going to talk about more NFL stuff and what's going on with the guys, trade talks and free agency stuff and what's going on with summer camp. But back to Austin Brown, I mean, his performance was just awesome on the Lopez tonight. So I'm in the chat room also. I missed my meeting yesterday with blogtalkradio.com because my computer was offline, and I wanted to talk with them about upgrading my browser so I can be able to retrieve my phone calls and have dialogue with, like, my friends Reggie Roughneck and Yolanda and Janice are back. They're very happy to be back. You all treated them very well out there in Hollywood, so thank you all. It appears that you all had a great time. Like I said, Sunday, Ms. Ann Baltz from the founder of OperaWorks had sent me a message on Facebook and told me that how fabulous the performances had been and the experience had been, and how she wished I had been able to attend the public performances. And I told her I wished I had been able to also, but I had been spreading the word. So I'm sure at least a couple of you all, my listeners in the L.A. area, did attend their performance. But please tell me and show me pictures or anything if you did attend Janice Lewis and Ms. Sheila Ramsey's public appearances at OperaWorks this past weekend. And again, I want to continue talking about Austin. It's more to Austin than some of you know. And also network with him. One thing about him, he's pretty cool networking with friends and his family and people in the music business and supporters. And he has, like, I mean, his fans from all around the world have several fan sites. A couple fan sites that I love are Austin Brown Fans. There's Austin Fan Base. There's Austin B-Boy World. Those are like the, but there's many others. There's Austin Brown France, Austin Brown Mexico. I mean, there are just fan sites everywhere, and they are awesome to network with. And also his website is austinbrown.com. You can tweet him on Twitter. And, you know, you can pretty much observe certain people, how they tweet. You know, sometimes it's just obvious how certain people tweet with certain people. And just from my observance of the way he tweets, he really does, he networks with his peers, people that whom he work with, and then he networks with his fans, and he networks with people who ask him questions. He's very approachable in that manner. And he's in the progress of exploding, so it's important to get to know him, because I predict he will be winning new artists and new male artists, new R&B artists, awards all over, from American Music Awards to Grammys to BET Awards to World Awards and Billboard Awards. I predict that he's going to have, next year around this time, an arm full of awards. I might be wrong, but that's what I'm seeing, because he's definitely exploding. And I think that's good. You know, you never know. But I have a guest in my chat room. But Austin happens to share a birthday with my mother, who is 79, November 22nd. Right before I came on, one reason why I was kind of delayed, I wanted to double check and see if any breaking news was happening with Austin, if any new post had happened. So my apologies for being a little tardy, because I could have started on time. But just the last minute, I wanted to see if anything new had been posted by he or some of his fans. But what's up? Just support Austin Brown, support the Jacksons. I'm going to stop live streaming in about 10 seconds, but I'll continue talking. If you're not able to stick with me, listen to the show in its entirety at my profile at blogtalkradio.com, cutshot.inc/Beth, okay? I'm going to continue talking. Austin Brown, like I said, was born on November 22nd. He's an American singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, dancer, and record producer. He's the third child of Rebe Jackson and her husband, Nathaniel Jackson. Now, Austin has two older sisters, a sister named Stacy and a sister who is a poet, and she has a book out also by the name of Ashi, and they grew up in Agoura Hills, California. And like I said, they're 2 years older. You all remember his mom had a big hit in the mid-80s, Centipede. And then also she had some pretty other songs and have released albums since then, because I posted a video that she had out probably about 10 years ago on my Tumblr page and Twitter page and Facebook page the other day, and I love that song and video. And when Austin was on Global Soul TV last week, he and his mother talked about that she's working on new music also, so I'm looking forward to seeing her new music. And you know, his aunt and uncles are always putting out new music. It's just being in the know of what's going on, because LaToya recently released a book. You know, Janet has a book that I need to read. I think it's called True You. Tito, I know, is always busy. Jackie and Jermaine, I mean, Randy. It's so many, right? Marlon, they are all always busy. And we know they're busy now because they're planning that MJ tribute concert, which will be held in Wales. And you know, hopefully, we're looking forward to, after the Wales, do an MJ reunion here in the States. I mean, that's one thing I mentioned to you all on the anniversary of his death, how in recent years I had corresponded with Michael through the family's attorney, one of their attorneys, attorney Brian Oxman, and I would, you know, share information about how definitely the family should start doing more things. And one thing about Michael and Prince, and Janet Jackson and artists like Madonna, I think it's important for them also to share their experiences on the business side also of the music industry. And that's one thing that I've noticed about Austin in his interviews is he not only just focus about and talk about, the music, but he talks about his experiences and his ups and downs dealing with his life experience with being a successful artist. And Austin, some of you might say, well, what record label is he on or whatever, but he's an independent artist, and he has worked with obviously a number of top artists and producers. Rodney Jerkins, who we met through his uncle, Walter Efanesif, and you know now he's been working with my God, from Q-Tip to Pharrell. I mean, he has his own music team, close friend Tommy Parker. His music team is called the Backpack Kids, and they just, you know, they stick together and work hard on their craft. And last night, I really applaud not just Austin's performance, because he was not on stage alone. He had his dancers and his band, and they just did an awesome, awesome job. I think it was pretty cool. And I love that split. I was like, okay, look at Prince. But it was the original. And then he started playing Oh my God. I mean, I just love it. I'm just laughing. I mean, but that was a good experience. I hope you all don't hear my dog Cinnamon barking in the background. But he is the co-founder. You all see and know that, see, the Roar Factory placed in his videos and on his website and everywhere you see Austin Brown. He's co-founder of the Roar Factory. And he is the first signed artist of the Roar Factory, and that is a music recording and publishing label based in San Francisco, and it was formed in 2009. The Roar Factory was founded and is incubated by the management team of U.S. Trust Corporation, whose chairman, CEO Chester Aldridge, is also the founder and CEO of the Roar Factory. I can send family because I'm big on that, huh? But the Roar Factory, like I said, is based in San Francisco Bay Area. And the website is The Roar Factory. And Chester L. Aldridge is the CEO. Austin Brown is vice president and, of course, the sign artist. And Tony Shapiro, that sounds familiar, huh? Is vice president. So, like I said, that... you can visit their website at roarfactory.com, and then there's a plethora of information about the sign artist, co-founder Austin Brown, at that website. And also, they already have Lopez Tonight has his, if you missed his performance, his performance is already posted on Lopez Tonight's website. And you all know you can tweet him at George Lopez. I love George Lopez. My God. So awesome. And he's really getting exclusive interviews and performances, isn't he? Really cool. But really, I'm crazy about late night TV anyway. You all know that I'm really influenced by many hosts. I mean, just from a little girl, I've always loved hosts. And I said before, I'm going to do a show where we talk about some of my favorite hosts. When I was a little girl, I used to love watching Midnight Special on Friday nights, Wolfman Jack. I love that show. Friday nights, as a little girl, Midnight Special, Soul Train. Then on Saturday afternoons, I loved watching a local dance show called Black Gold, and which I and a local band made an appearance on once in the early 90s. And American Bandstand, you all know how much I love Dick Clark. American Bandstand. I was so brokenhearted when American Bandstand was stopped airing. Oh, my God. Really. But, you know, they had talked about bringing American Bandstand back in recent years. I don't know. Were they considering Ryan Seacrest or someone as the host? I don't know. But shout out to Ryan Seacrest, because Ryan Seacrest is the one who has who turned me on to Austin's new music. I've known of Austin and known of his music, because if you all visit his YouTube channel, he's on YouTube. He has a YouTube channel. I mean, you can hear some of his like early work, and there's, I mean, he has a plethora of videos. One of my favorite vids of him, just like chilling, is two of my favorites is he playing the guitar, acoustic guitar, and another one where he's playing keyboards, and it's really, really cool. But I can go on and on, but you all can like his fan pages, subscribe and friend his YouTube channel, Austin Brown, tweet him, Austin Brown. I mean, he's very consistent with how you can contact him on social networking sites. Website is Austin Brown, you know, and so on. I think his like real friend page is like real Austin Brown, but he's near or at 5,000. So you know, do your best to send him a friend request if you can get in. But you can definitely like his pages, and he has a music page also. But last year is when he released Target Practice, which you all have heard because I play it often. And that's what I had prepared to play this morning. But for some reason, Black Sweat is repetitively playing every morning. And I made sure that Target Practice would play this morning, but it did not. So my apologies. Target Practice was released last September, and the trailer, you all know, is Big Premier was doing the Wango Tango concert, outdoor concert that's, you know, annually held in L.A. And, you know, the trailer was produced by Tom DeSanto, the producer of X-Men and Transformers. But 85 will be released real soon. I'm not sure if the complete 85 album will be released next month, August, which is just next week, or an EP. Because it seemed like I seen where Austin had made comment and stated that the EP would be released in August, and then the entire album will be released like in the fall, like in early fall. You know, so Austin, or any of you, I mean, please correct me. Am I correct when I say the EP will be released in August and the actual album will soon follow? Or will the album come out, like, soon in August? You know, a perfect birthday present for me. My birthday's coming up August 11th. And, I mean, for the NFL lockout to end, that was already one present. but, you know, I pray and hope to see my birthday August 11th because I love birthdays. And so happy birthday to all my friends who are celebrating birthdays today. There's so many. And this week, and shout out to all Leos, Lions, and Lioness, and Kings and Queens. Roar! You know, happy birthday to just all my fellow Leos. Because there's birthdays everywhere. It's always birthdays everywhere. I love birthdays and Valentine's Day. But I guess that's about it. I provided you ways where you can hear and see Austin. Ryan Seacrest has a write-up, which Austin commended and thanked him for such a great write-up about him on his website at ryanseacrest.com. So you can, you know, see that and also listen to the song that he performed last night, All I Need. And that's pretty much it. You can visit like I said, videos posted. But when you visit his pages and his website and Roar Factory website, you'll just see so much info. And then I know many of you just love the idea of seeing a Jackson. And then, I mean, his cousins are talented also. So it's just amazing. The things that, you know, the second generation of the Jacksons are doing as a whole. So that's really good. And I know it's not easy. I mean, because those that were so close with Michael on a regular, on a regular basis. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy for us dealing with Michael. Those of us that didn't see him and spend time with him, but Austin is one of those that spent a lot of time with his uncle Michael, and you know that it's just something not to have him here in the physical, but I know Michael is just in dance heaven, just applauding and clapping for Austin last night as he performed on the Lopez Tonight Show. Wow. But it's almost time to conclude the show, and I don't want to cut off in the middle of a word or sentence. So I wish everyone a blessed and fun day, Thursday. And tomorrow we're going to talk sports and football, more football, 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 football. And, you know, Saturday is the weekend edition, and we'll just talk about fun stuff, just a plethora of different things. Like I said, it's a lot of fashion news that's going on, news dealing with executives and so on. JCPenney is one of my favorite retailers. Their boss, Michael Uhlman, is leaving JCPenney's as chairman in February. And so, I share some news like that. Fashion retail news and other entertainment news and so on with you all. And I'll also talk about Mark, right? So remember to visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams.com. And on my profile, you all can get connected to my other social networking sites, my YouTube channels and Facebook pages and MySpace pages and so on. Okay? Well, thank you so much, and I thank you for your support, and shout out to fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts and producers and staffers and advertisers. Shout out to you all, too. I thank you so much. Awesome, awesome commercials. Okay, well, God bless, and love and peace.